Okay, let's get started. Father, we thank you on this day. We thank you for being with us and watching over us and keeping us. And we're praying, God, as we have come together once again in this setting, that you would be in the midst. We're praying, Lord God, that you would bless, Lord God, those that are part of our Bible study, the Queen's Ministry Bible study, that you would bless, Lord God, and that you would continue to unite our hearts and minds. And Father, we do ask that you be in the midst as we teach, that you will give us clarity of speech and thought, that we're able to share, Lord God, oh God, out of the depths of what you've poured into us. We thank you, Lord God, for this time, and we do thank you for the participants, and we do ask that you would bless them in your way, because God, you do good when you bless. And so, Father, we ask that you release blessing in our lives on today. Now, Lord God, have your way. Continue to keep us. Bless this time. We even ask that any in the parts that are not working well, that you, Lord God, will bring it under your submission so that, Father, we can enjoy it together. We thank you again, and we ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. We want to thank you all for joining us here this morning for our weekly Sunday morning Bible Breakfast Fellowship here at the Queen's Ministry. And I am Elder Mary Ellis, and I invite you and welcome you to join with us every week here every Sunday morning as we share in the study of God's Word. We have, over the last couple of weeks, been talking to you from the subject, Brand New Identity. And, of course, it coincided and it paralleled with the beginning of a brand new year. And what better way to start that year than to remind ourselves of who we are and whose we are and what is expected of us and what we have gained because of our connection to God. So today we want to hopefully conclude our lesson on brand new identity, but we do ask that you keep this lesson near you so you can always refer back to it and to remind yourselves of the blessings that God has given you, has bestowed upon you because, again, of your connection to Him. I'm not going to go through our whole list, but we had a multiplicity of benefits that we found by reading the Bible from Romans all the way down through books of Corinthians and Galatians and Ephesians. And Paul talked to the readers and thusly to us about our benefits in God. Let me just give you a few. I'm not going to go through the whole list, but I just want to share a few to remind us of who we are and what we receive. First and foremost, the Word of God says, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is gone and the new is here. So first and foremost, just like a brand new year started, you are brand new in God. Brand new. And we know we all like new things. Amen. We're made one with Christ, with other believers. We're blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavens. We are made acceptable in God's sight through His Son, Jesus Christ. We are free from the law of sin and death. We are covered by His love, and we are loved. Thusly, we are part of God's family. We are adopted into His family, whereby we can cry out, Abba, Father. We can call Him Father today. We are joined together with Christ, who is the head over all. And get this, because we are connected to God through Christ, we receive an inheritance from God. We are joint heirs with Christ, partakers. And I like this because this ties in to our message we heard this morning from our pastors. We are partakers of the promise as found in Christ. Amen. This new identity allows us to be connected to God and then have access to God freely to approach Him with boldness and confidence. Now I caution you again, but not any old kind of way you come to our God, but you can come to Him with humility, humbly, loving, and with reverence, reverencing and honoring Him and respecting Him as God, oh Creator of us all. Yes, and we are sealed by the Holy Spirit that we belong to God. Isn't that great? That you are sealed to the day of redemption, marked as belonging to God. Amen. And we are part of the chosen and the elect, part of those that are members of His body, and we are complete in Christ. Everything we need is found in Him. Brand new life in Christ. There is liberty and freedom in this brand new life in Christ. Amen. But again, it comes with responsibility. That's right. If you were in our setting and we were near one another, I would say, touch your neighbor and say, neighbor, there is liberty with responsibility. That's right. Just as Isaac in the message preached today by our pastor to partake of the promise, Isaac had to be obedient. That was the responsibility placed on him. And for us also, we must be obedient. If we are to receive what God has for us, we must be willing to adhere to what God has said to us. For Isaac, found in that 26th chapter of the Old Testament, God said to him, stay there, even though it may be temporarily. I want you to remain there until I say for you to leave. And if you go and do what I say, if you go to the place that I'm saying to go and remain there, I will be with you and I will bless you. What has God said to you? Has He said some things to you and expected you to obey Him in order to receive the blessing He had in store for you? Think about it, saints. Hallelujah. Go back and have that conversation with God and say, God, help me to be responsible, to be obedient to those things that You've asked me to do. Glory to God. Many of us are looking for the release in our lives of the blessing, and we're holding it up because we haven't lived up to our part. Amen. Praise God. So let's remember that there is liberty and freedom in this brand new life in Christ, but it comes with responsibility. And that responsibility causes us to stand fast, as the Word of God says in Galatians 5:1, to stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made us free, and don't be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Amen. You've been set free from the law of sin and death, and you have been made, get this, slaves of those that believe in God. You are have become a servant of God. Amen. And again, with that freedom is the responsibility to live as one beholding to our Lord and Savior, our Master, God the Father. Amen. We thank God today for that ability to be brand new in God, in Christ Jesus. So there is liberty in Christ, and we can say that and rejoice. And some of us might be saying, well, how can I do this? I am weak. I am in the flesh. Yes, I agree. We are weak. We are in the flesh. And sometimes we cannot overcome in our own strength and to do because of our weakness. But listen, saints, let me say this to you. You are saved. And saved, when you're saved, you are holding on to the promise that God says I will be with you. And because God says, I will be with you and I will give you my strength, you can overcome. You can do the things that God says that you can do. You can be victorious. Amen. You can be victorious in this pursuit of living for God. You can be victorious in your pursuit of being obedient to God. You can be victorious in living out this brand new life in Christ Jesus. You just have to trust God. You just have to believe that God will, through His Spirit, give you the opportunity to do just that. Listen, we all fall short of the glory of God, but we know today that if we hold on to God's unchanging hand and we wait on the Lord, He will bring about the victory in our lives. So yes, we're weak in the flesh. Yes, we fall short. Yes, we don't always do what we need to do. Yes, we don't always live up to the standard God has placed. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. That's where the victory comes, saints, is in Jesus. That's how we're able to overcome and live up to our responsibility, is in Jesus. Amen. I want to also share with you this verse found in 2 Corinthians chapter number 9. And that's just adding on to what I've been saying about the victory to overcome our ability, some inability sometimes not to be able to live up or to follow through. And that is that God has given us the sufficiency, the grace to abound in every good work. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse number 8 says that God has given us the grace to abound in every good work. And again, we know sometimes we fall short, but thanks be to God for the grace of God, for the mercy of God, for God's loving kindness to help us to move forward and to be able to be sustained. So let me read it in your hearing. It says, and God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always have an all sufficiency in all things, may have an abundance for every good work. You just got to call on the Lord. You just got to rely on the Lord to help you to fulfill your responsibility and not to and to partake of the liberty and the brand new life we have in Christ. The Bible also points out some things or some attributes that we need to guard against in our brand new life. Just like you buy new things, you guard against things destroying it or marring it or causing damage to it. You might have protected it in some kind of way, coat it, seal it, cover it. Well, this brand new life, you have to coat it, seal it, and cover it. And one of the ways you can guard against some of the things that the Bible speaks about is by the covering of the Holy Spirit. It's by the Lord Jesus Christ living in your heart. It's by tuning into the Word of God, making that a part of your life. It's about sitting under sound biblical teaching. It's about associating yourself with others so that you can be supported and encouraged in your brand new walk. What are some of the things the Bible says to guard against? It says to guard against selfishness. That's right. Watch out for our selfishness. Our only thinking about ourselves and only doing for ourselves. Bible says guard against unforgiveness. Yeah, come on here. We know what that is. We know what that looks like. Guard against hatred. We see that in the land now. We don't want that to be part of our makeup, our brand new life. We want to love. Guard against lying, sexual immorality, coveting, being jealous. Envy, greed, disobedience, pridefulness. The list goes on. If you see on your worksheet, I've identified some areas where you can go and read and see what the Bible says to guard against. One verse that I particularly like, it says to guard your heart, for out of it flows the issues of life. You got to guard your heart. This brand new life, you can't take it for granted. You have to make sure you are walking in this newness by guarding against those things that will destroy your new life. That's right. You want this new life to be blossoming and shining and giving glory to God the Father, that others may see God in you. So you got to watch. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God, and guard against those things which hide to take the shininess off of your brand new life. That's right. Look over in Galatians 5. Look over in Ephesians, the 5th chapter. Look over in Colossians, the 3rd chapter. Go to 1 Corinthians in the 6th chapter. Even read Revelations in the 22nd chapter. See those items. See those attributes. See those qualities that don't do nothing for you. Matter of fact, they tear you down and cause you not to live out that brand new life we find in Christ Jesus. Amen. Well, we're thankful today we have this opportunity to share with you. And I have been blessed by this lesson, and I pray that you have been too. I thank you for joining us here at the Queen's Ministry. And again, I welcome you to be a part of us every Sunday morning. I want to leave these couple of questions with you before we close out on today. And think about it, saints. Think about this. What new characteristics, since you have become born anew in Christ, stands out in your life? Think about it. When others see you, even when you take a reflective look at yourself, what stands out in this new life that you have in Christ Jesus? What new characteristic is so prominent now that people say, there's something about that saint, something about that person, the way they walk, in the way they talk? What new characteristic stands out in your life? And then lastly, what old way have you seen diminish? What old way have you seen gone by the wayside? You know, we sing it this way, the things I used to do, glory to God, I don't do no more. Well, what's some of those old things, old thing that you used to do that you see is gone away? Because remember, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is gone. Glory, hallelujah. And the new is here. So what old thing have been diminished in your life? Think about those things. Amen. And as you reflect on your brand new life in Christ, I pray that the Lord will continue to stir up in you a desire to try even the more, to strive even the more, to fulfill, glory to God, that newness we find in Christ. Here's my prayer for you as we close on today, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. That's found in Romans 6 and 4, and that's my prayer for you today, saints, as we continue to live under the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives. I pray that He will lead us to be those new creations, those new creatures. Remember, God has given us all grace, and it abounds that we may have all that we need to fulfill all the good works that He has placed in us to do. Amen. Oh, we thank God for you. Father, we ask that you continue to bless us, continue to watch over us. We thank you for this lesson on today. We pray, Lord God, that something was said that would be a blessing to those that are hearing it. And Father, we just ask that you continue to use us for your glory and your honor. Oh, have your way, God. Have your way in our lives is our prayer indeed. We thank you now, God. And as we look over our lives, Father God, if you find anything that is not pleasing in your sight, we pray that you remove it right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Saints, we again thank you for joining us here at the Queen's Ministry. And we pray again that you've been blessed by a word that has been shared. If you are in need of any of our lessons, if there's any lesson that you may have missed or you want a fresher copy, call our church office. There is someone to receive your call and get back to you. Praise God. God to respond to your requests. All are also available on our website, where you can receive a hard copy by downloading the files that are available, and all our recordings are there also for you to refresh your training, refresh your study time, and also just to connect with what we've been talking about over the last several weeks. Again, this is our lesson on Brand New Life, and we appreciate that you have been a part, and we pray that you are blessed and that you receive something from this lesson. Listen, we look forward to seeing and being with you again on next week, and we pray that the Lord will keep you safe and watch over you and protect you, is our prayer. Have a wonderful day. Be blessed.